Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Laura Totten, who is managing the Tuttle Creek Dredging Project.
The purpose of the dredging project is the project we're doing at Tuttle Creek right now is a demonstration of what we call water injection dredging at the reservoir to essentially test the effectiveness and the efficiency, and also look at the potential impacts both in the reservoir and downstream if we were to use this technology long-term at Tuttle Creek. So currently we're just doing a demonstration, 3 10-day periods, to test the effectiveness and efficiency and the potential effects of doing this type of dredging at Tuttle Creek.
And there's a couple places where the dredging is taking place.
Currently for the demonstration, for this particular 10-day period that we're doing, we're essentially working from the dam no further up than 4 miles up along the old river channel that's underwater now in the reservoir, and then what we call the submerged floodplain. So we're working in the areas of the old channel and the submerged floodplain, approximately from the dam 4 miles up into the reservoir upstream.
The water quality won't be affected with the dredging.
Essentially, the dredging will not affect water quality at Tuttle Creek. We are constantly monitoring in lake and downstream water quality. The dredging is very low impact. It's a fairly small unit on a big reservoir. The water injection dredge is lowered close to the bed, and it injects water into that sediment silt surface down on the bed of the reservoir and injects water that then raises the sediment off of the bed of the reservoir for basically a short distance. It doesn't go all the way up to the top of the water surface. So it's pretty low impact, and like I said, we're testing water quality downstream as well. At multiple locations, and currently we are well below any water quality concerns with what we're seeing in our readings from releasing the sediment from Tuttle.
They're trying to learn different things from this dredging.
What we're trying to learn from this first test is, you know, how well it moves, if we try different speeds, different locations, you know, how does that impact the movement of the sediment downstream in the reservoir and then out of the gates. That will kind of give us an idea of the amount that it moves. And then potentially, you know, based off what it's costing us to do this demonstration, we can extrapolate the cost of sediment management per what we call cubic yard. And then we can compare that to other types of dredging, like a more traditional type of dredging, like hydro cutter head, where you actually remove the sediment and you have to actually place it on the land somewhere.
The whole project will probably be done in the year 2027.
The third 10-day period will likely occur in July 2026 timeframe. That is when the dredging itself will physically be completed, and then we'll probably have another year or so to analyze our data and do our reporting. So I would expect it to be completed for at least this phase into 2027.
This dredging is supposed to be informative of Tuttle Creek.
Currently, this is not intended to, this short-term demonstration is not intended to improve the lifespan or capacity. It is intended to give us some information to potentially look at improving the lifespan or capacity of Tuttle Creek in the future. And water injection dredging may be part of a solution. It may not be the whole solution. We may need to take some other steps along with water injection dredging if we determine it's a viable part of sediment management at Tuttle Creek.
This project is also a joint partnership.
This is a joint project with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City District and the Kansas Water Office. This demonstration is a joint partnership project.
I would like to thank Laura Totten for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.